Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Hello and welcome to You Beauty, Mamma Mia's daily podcast for your face. It is Monday and I am Lee Campbell.
I'm Kelly McCarran and my goodness, am I happy to be here with you.
I just love my Mondays with you, my friend. Your face is always so sunshiny. I don't know if it's fake because you do such good makeup, but you always just look so damn good.
I'd say it's definitely fake.
Well, that's why we need to follow you for beauty advice because you look great. All right, what are we doing today?
So a listener has asked us what the best staple products are for a beginner with makeup. But first, Shannon has asked us, hi, I'm about to start the retinol and vitamin C journey and I'm wondering if you could recommend good starter products that are not too spendy. I'm currently looking at Trini London and Sunday Riley. I'm also looking at the Sunday Riley Afterglow Vitamin C cream you recommended. And I'm just trying to work out if that is enough in terms of C or are you using a C serum as well? I really love your show and your recommendations. Thanks heaps. Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Welcome to Delicious Antioxidants for Your Face.
Welcome to heaven.
Look, this is such a broad sweeping statement. This is me with my giant paintbrush. But generally, if you can choose to, a C in the morning and an A at night,
yep.
Bob's your uncle. Firstly, let's touch on the Sunday Riley Afterglow Vitamin C cream. Kelly and I both absolutely love it. Mm. It is like sunshine in a bottle for your face. It's almost like a great primer. It's such a good two-in-one. But for me, I layer it if I'm using it. I use a different vitamin C serum or the Sunday Riley vitamin C serum. It's also fantastic. You don't necessarily need to, but I just need more C.
Mm.
I need more juicy vitamin C in my face.
The juicier, the better.
The juicier, the better. Here are some recommendations for you that won't break the bank. The La Roche-Posay Rhetoric Vitamin C 10 Serum, $71 full price, but when I looked at Priceline, it was on sale, so that's a goodie. Mm. Another great one is the Skin Physics Oxygen C Vitamin C Brightening Serum. That's like $20. So go get that. Wow. The Olay Luminous Niacinamide and Vitamin C Super Face Serum is great, particularly if you like vitamin B as well. So niacinamide is vitamin B and often people layer them. Why not have them in one step? I love that one too. Antipodes Glow Ritual Vitamin C Serum is also beautiful and that's $50. And you've got the Q&A. It's like so affordable. Q&A Vitamin C Brightening Serum, $18. So they're really good ones to trial and error. Just because I thought as you're dabbling, it might take you a while to find
something that you really like.
And yep. Vitamin
C. So you don't
want
to spend a lot.
You don't want to spend $200 and hate the ingredient as a whole.
Exactly.
That makes sense. And then your vitamin A, you're using at night only, please. Not during the day, and you're wearing sunscreen during the
day. That's one way to burn your face off.
Exactly. Start fresh face, but not in a good way. The Olay Regenerous Retinol 24 Night Face Serum is really great. That's $60, but often on sale. La Roche-Posay Retinol B3 Anti-Aging Serum, again, about $70. So, you know, mid-range there. Number 7, the UK brand, has so many retinol options.
There's such a good brand.
Such a good brand. Huge R&D. Cannot recommend it enough. I've been loving the Pure Retinol Night Concentrate, but I'm a retinol veteran, so they have weaker strengths for like entering your stages of retinol use. The L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Laser Pure Retinol Night Serum is also fantastic. And another cheapie or more affordable brand, Neutrogena Rapid Wrinkle Retinol Pro Plus Serum. So I would start there, find ones you like, maybe stick to the same brand if you're a little bit frightened. And then you could obviously go into the cosmeceuticals and more expensive brands. But while you knew I didn't want to freak you out with a regime that was sort of going to cost you
an arm and a leg.
Then what am I going to say goes on top in the mornings?
SPF, SPF.
Yeah, no point buying these products if you're not going to wear your sunscreen because it's just going to undo all that goodness.
We have an email from Alex. Thanks to you two, I have a pretty good skincare routine coming from someone who had no beauty products. Now I would like to start wearing some makeup. What do you suggest I include as a build for my makeup bag? Are there 4 to 5 staple products for total beginners? We'd love to hear your easy-to-use product recommendations. Thank you. Oh my God.
This is so hard. Like,
oh, really? I found it easy.
No, but I think you and I will have totally different, like I would not include blush. Would you?
No.
I mean, I'm excited to reveal my list, but like if I have to choose four staples for my face.
I chose five because she said four to five.
Okay, that's fine. But I reckon it'll be really individual. Like I know you love a blush. I don't. I can't live without bronzer though. I don't know if you can.
Well, I feel like I've really hacked the system here. So
okay,
let's start
off. I want you to go.
So first of all, I'm going to give her like a tinted moisturizer or a BB cream or just a light foundation.
Okay.
So I thought something like on the savvy end of things, the Flower Beauty Get Real Serum Foundation would be really beautiful. Mm. Or from Sephora, the IT Cosmetics CC Cream.
So. Which is also on my list.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Mm. So that's what I thought. Then I was like, a concealer, because a concealer, I think, benefits you and everyone can sort of use it. You can use it under your eyes. You can use it on spots, pigmentation, that sort of thing. And I thought a really good one was the e.l.f. Cameo Concealer because it's like less than $15 depending on where you go. Mm. Sometimes it's only 10 from Kmart. Okay, this is where I've hacked the system because I just thought like a nice face palette.
Ah, smart.
So that's got like a bronzer, a blush, and a couple of nice shades for your eyes.
And she could get it like a Revolution one that's affordable.
I chose a Revolution
one. Oh, stop!
The Eye and Cheek palette. And then I also thought the Milani All-Inclusive Eye Cheek Face palette.
You're clever. I didn't think like that.
Like I just thought because then it's like not too confusing. Yeah.
Like
easy
her literal makeup
with.
Bag isn't too full.
It's literally got five things in it still.
Oh, you're smart.
Then eyebrow gel and mascara.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I feel like surely that's pretty similar to yours.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Well, look, I've got a couple of base options that can also be worn as kind of concealer.
Okay.
So I've got the Cosmetic CC Cream, which is called a CC cream, but as we know, it's a full coverage foundation.
Thick. Not too thick, not scary.
No, but also blendable, easy to wear, great for beginners. I've also got your recommendation, the Huda Beauty Glowish Multi-Dew Skin Tint, because that's medium coverage, looks great under my eyes. Or an affordable option is the Revlon Age Defying CC Cream. So, you know, just like unifying your base, but nothing too crazy. I can't live without bronzer. And my most affordable favorite bronzer of all time, I've purchased over 30, is the Mecca Max Sunlit Skin Bronzing Powder. It's $20. You could use it on your eyelids. I'm trying to jump on your bandwagon of multi-use.
Yeah, you totally can though.
Then for me, mascara. Mm. Like I have to do mascara, but I have to curl them. So I'm using their Mecca Max Lash Curler, which is also excellent. I can't put mascara on non-curled lashes.
Are you kidding?
My lashes go down.
But if you can only recommend four products,
no,
four to five,
I'm
you're
grouping the lash curler with.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, it's my fifth. So mascaras I would recommend are obviously the MCO Beauty Extend Lash, which is great, or the Lounge Face, both of which are tubular mascaras, so great for beginners, easy to get off. And then I'm finishing with a brow pencil.
I was about to say, surely there's like a few brows, otherwise you're walking
oh, no,
out
I
with
have to.
Curled lashes but bald brows.
No, the way I looked at this was like, what would I grab if I'm quickly running out the door and have to do my face in the car? So a couple of options. The Flower Beauty Skinny Micro Brow Pencil's really good, really affordable. Or my two faves that are a bit more high-end are the Benefit Cosmetics Precisely My Brow or the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Wiz. I alternate between those two. Mm. They're both really fine points and you can do like a feather stroke. Oh, we've really confused poor old Alex there. Hopefully that's a good start.
That's a fun question though.
I loved that question. Mm. We love your questions. Please ask us your questions. You can DM us. You can email youbeauty@mamamia.com.au. You can send a pigeon to the office if it can speak.
Is anyone terrified of birds here? Because I've got a few friends that are wildly petrified of birds, so that wouldn't work for them.
Maybe just stick to the internet. Anyway, that's it for today. Remember, voting for the You Beauty Awards is now officially open. If you love a certain mascara, a shampoo the world needs to know about, vote now. We've left a link in the show notes.
If you believe in purpose-driven women's media, consider subscribing to Mamma Mia. Not only does subscribing to Mamma Mia help us keep creating, but it enables us to educate girls in some of the most vulnerable communities in the world. Subscribe to Mamma Mia.
This podcast was brought to you by Mamma Mia, and this episode was produced by Michaela Floriano with audio production by Leah Borges. Bye.
Bye.